That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. Please send us feedback. Keep sending feedback. We love your feedback. So send us feedback so we can feedback about your feedback. Couldn't get a good boom explosion there.
I'll just pipe it in. Pipe it in. Do you mean boom shakalaka?
No. How much did you get? A lot? A little bit?
I got the huge.
I'm going to start it off with some feedback from a hogback growler and a longtime listener who just likes to lay out in the weeds and pop in every once in a while, Johnny and Draco, with a self-proclaimed long overdue raven.
Ravens. We need to send ravens.
I love that raven is like part of the lexicon at this point.
I love the whole culture that we've established.
Right?
it's really a rich and full tradition at this point.
So Yanni says, long overdue raven. Fabulous episode this week. Kudos to Uglo for holding his own as the third man in the booth, even though he stumbled out of the gate with that ridiculous ticket stub take.
Yeah.
To which Uglo responded, now I'll just be ridiculous ticket stub take guy. He redeemed himself by the end of the episode, though. Nice addition to the pod. Fantastic work, as usual, by you and your bro as well. I particularly enjoyed the masterful use of clips this week. Once I saw the topic and started listening, I immediately thought of the Beck Bennett, Vin Diesel sketch on SNL.
Yo, I'm Vin Diesel. For more than 100 years, there's one place where we all came together to be entertained. The movies.
And sure enough, like 5 minutes in, you were dropping it and using it liberally throughout. Yeah, everything we said made me think of that sketch.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he says most of the things that we listed. The popcorn. The butter.
The popcorn. The previews. The pretzels. And don't forget, the movies.
The cup holders.
The carpets, the cup holders, the armrests,
the movies.
Wait, doesn't he say the armrests?
Yeah, the armrests, the Aerosmith video game in the lobby, the bird that's caught in the
the movies.
That alone would have been sweet.
Sweet!
But then you threw in brand new Bo Burnham.
Welcome to the internet. Put your cares aside. Here's a tip for straining pasta. Here's a 9-year-old who died. We got movies and doctors and fantasy sports and a bunch of colored pencil drawings of all the different characters in Harry Potter fucking each other. Welcome to the internet.
Dick in a box.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind?
A gift real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside, it's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
Golgi apparatus.
I look into the finance boxes to check my status. I look into the microscope, I see Golgi apparatus.
Multiple Elaine Bennis rants. Lazy Sunday.
Lazy
lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello,
what up, Pawns?
Yo, Sandberg, what's crackin'?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Naughty up!
Man, it's happening.
And not one, but two Heffernan scrapes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I also heard Rage Against the Machine, too. You did not, Johnny. But I'm dying
unless,
to know what...
Unless he thought it was JoJo.
Unless he thought JoJo was Raging Against the Machine. I'm trying to think what he could have misconstrued as rage, but I'm just totally blanking on it.
Having your hearing so shot that you think JoJo is Rage Against the Machine is awesome.
Get out! Leave! This is the chorus in the background, people screaming leave. Back to Johnny. It's shit like that that keeps me coming back. Keep up the good work and see you soon. Thank you, Johnny. Always good to hear from you.
Absolutely.
We're gonna keep the bar high because of feedback like that. So thank you.
Thank you.
What'd you get?
Any feedback is good feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback.
Well, according to the theme song, we love your feedback. Please send us feedback.
That's true.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Keep sending feedback.
Bronner had some teaching stuff in that he's in the biz.
B-Run?
Yep. Additions for the teaching episode. I don't think you went into much detail on the other side of subs, which is having to write sub plans as a teacher. So basically, you have to spend hours writing plans if you are going to be out, and those plans will definitely get messed up, and you will come back to clean up a mess. Example, the time I came back to a note from a sub acknowledging... He completely failed in following the plans, but he was distracted by the attractiveness of the special education teacher that was in the class helping out. So super, super professional substitute teachers.
What did that note sound like? Hey man, sorry, didn't do any of the work because the special ed teacher was hot. Sorry.
Yeah. Am I right? You get it.
You know. How do you do it, man?
Right.
How do you do it every day?
I couldn't even read the lesson plan because of it.
That makes the Heffernan scrape from the teaching episode ring more true, right?
Absolutely.
Heffernan went in with the plan, and the students just derailed him.
Quickly derailed.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. It wasn't because of a hot special ed teacher, but
although that also sounds like a Heffernan scream.
Oh, that could have been another episode for sure.
He adds that wonky shopping cart that he didn't recall coming up is not being able to just go to the bathroom whenever you need to.
Right.
Just having to wait.
And then in college, like, there's always an adjustment period because it takes you like a full year to be comfortable just getting up in the middle of class and realizing you don't have to ask because you're a fucking adult at that point. There's always that. I think my freshman year, I just didn't go to the bathroom because I was still stuck in the, wait, do I have to ask?
No, I think he's talking about teachers. Like, you can't just get up in the middle of your class if you have to go to the bathroom. And then if you have, like, three classes in a row, you're screwed.
Well, same.
But
same,
yeah,
take
both,
from me.
Both ends.
I've gone to the bathroom in the middle of class as the teacher. I was like, I gotta piss. I'm out.
This is happening.
Yeah.
That just happened.
That just happened.
And you did bring up the bathroom, weird bathroom passes.
Yes, toilet seat.
Wouldn't be feedback without a raven. From Eric Ravens.
Ravens. We need to send ravens.
And I got one. I got one. It's not a full raven, but it's a raven nonetheless. I have 100% contributed to or been almost all of the worsts about going to the movies. And then he just bullet points all of them. I don't like going unless it's a social thing. I would guess what's going to happen during the movie and say it out loud.
So if I went to a movie with Eric Ravens, I would just fight him.
He would get a lot of punches.
Package blasts.
There's two punches right there. Here's a third. I used to refuse to watch movies in order to save them for watching them with fill in any girlfriend's name here. I've done the make out at a movie thing. Punch.
Of course.
I've never pulled the hole in the popcorn box move. But not having done it is the worst.
When no one has really ever done it.
I mean, I used a clip from the movie Diner with Mickey Rourke pulls it.
In a movie, though.
Right, I know. The movie. In a movie.
Don't forget the movies.
That's what I mean. I wonder if anyone has ever really done it. Hugo seemed to think that it was a regular occurrence.
Well, he's out there in La La Land, man. It probably goes on all the time out there.
It probably goes out there in Hollyweird.
Yeah.
I've back to Ravens. I've clapped during and after certain movies. Ouch.
God.
I very rarely would go with less than two others because social experience. I almost always miss the previews on purpose. I'm not there for those. I'm there for the movie.
See that? That's where I call bullshit.
That's some old bullshit.
Why?
Like, he's just trying... This is my Ravens theory. I think he's leaning into he wants to be the worst.
The worst!
Like, why would you actively try to avoid... Like, I get not caring if you get there for the previews. I think it's dumb.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't know.
But I get it. But being like, no, I actively like try not to be there for the trailer just makes it sound like it just doesn't sound like something someone would do.
Well, it's what a raven does.
Ravens. We need to send ravens.
You clearly don't understand the raven the way I do.
Wife don't understand you, but I do. I said no one understands you, but I do.
I'm trying, man.
It's totally on brand.
Okay.
Trust me. I've fallen asleep in the recliner chairs. I do appreciate that they are there, however. I agree with Uglo about ticket stubs. Though I respect keeping all of them as long as they're organized. Shout out to the cup Joff uses. I almost always sneak in snacks. Here's the kicker, though. Those snacks are almost always healthy snacks. Carrots, apples, almonds, etc. Yeah. That one would get a hard punch.
Package blast.
A package blast, for sure. 100% I will start eating before the movie. I don't care. If you're eating fucking carrots before the movie, I don't give a shit.
It's just sad.
You can eat carrots all the day.
It's just embarrassing for him.
Right. Yeah. 100% I'll start eating before the movie if I accidentally get there during or before the previews. In terms of getting up during the movie, I do agree with that one. So happy for the winning choice. I only get up when I'm in pain from trying to hold back a bathroom trip. I don't care that sticky floors is a wonky shopping cart wheel. That should be a close second. And I don't think there's much to say about this, but I wish more drive-in theaters were around. The few times I've gone to one, I loved it. The one thing that sucks about them is there are barely any around, and therefore movie choices are basically non-existent. That's a good one. I like the drive-in. For one addition, I would add that going to the movies to watch a movie is the worst, because displaying any genuine emotion in response to the movie in public is either disruptive or awkward. You're either that one guy who laughs too much or too loudly, or you want to burst out during a dumb or shocking scene, but would be disruptive or look like an idiot doing it, or you're crying and people see your red eyes when the movie's over, and that's just awkward. I prefer to watch movies at home where I can laugh, yell, cry, or fart to my heart's content. I know that last one isn't displaying emotion, but it still fits the entry. That's all, folks. That's a pretty good take. Like,
yeah, that's not bad.
A lot of people, you do feel like you have to hold back at the theater because other people. So I get that. I can relate to that to some extent. And that's a raven. Oh, there wasn't.
Sure.
There was an extra raven. On an unrelated note, I think mac and cheese in a sandwich is sweet.
Obviously. Jay Price says, I admittedly am, quote, guy who doesn't care to go to the movies, end quote.
Boo.
In the 12 or so years since I met my wife.
This is my wife.
We have only gone to one movie by ourselves. Extremely loud and incredibly close. Aww. And that's only because I've met the guy who wrote the book.
Oh.
Sweet.
Oh. Hmm. Huh. We have also gone to two or three kid movies with our 6-year-old. I have never gone to a movie by myself and probably wouldn't.
Boo.
Which is, I love, that's one of my favorite things to do.
There are few greater joys.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Right.
He goes on, I love movies, and of course, as a younger man, I went to my fair share, but I'd rather watch at home at this point. I do also have a nice setup with a 10-foot screen and a keg of beer nearby, so that helps.
Just a tapped keg at all times?
Oh, but he's got a kegerator up there.
Must be a party house, man.
I don't know. I'm going to have to see a picture of that setup.
He must be out on the party porch.
We're all out on the party porch, and there are way too many people out there, and the porch gave way, and Atkins fell, and he hit his head on the ground, but it's cool. They got him a van with a ramp that he drives with his teeth now, so... In your eyes, the light, the heat, in your eyes, I am complete. He loved that song.
Yeah. He's got the ultimate bad cave.
Ultimate bad cave.
Sneaking a 2-liter bottle of Coke in to see Best in Show, really just to prove that I could. Sitting in the back row and immediately having it tip over and roll away so that all 64 ounces pour out down the full length of the movie theater like a tidal wave.
Just immediate sticky floors. Yep. That's how the floors get sticky. Just full dump of 2 liters.
Just christening the floors like a yacht.
Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this ship and all who sail on her. I christen thee the Flying Wasp.
Where is he? All the legendary popcorn with diarrhea butter, milk dud combinations that people say they have to have when they go to the movies. We talked about that.
Yeah.
What follows is a description of what is actually in movie theater popcorn butter. Your movie theater butter has no butter in it, but it does partially hydrogenated soybean oil, a.k.a. trans fats, beta carotene, a coloring, makes carrots orange, tertiary butylthydroquinone, or TBHQ, synthetic preservative that keeps the color and texture from changing as the product sits.
Oh, good.
And polydimethylsiloxane, a silicone-based chemical that prevents foaming.
Ew.
And wait for it,
a
butter flavoring.
A diuretic.
They do not say what exactly makes a butter flavoring, but they do admit that it isn't butter.
Do you want butter? Is it real butter? It's butter flavoring. Yeah, well, what is it made of? It's yellow.
Right.
So it is some sort of chemical that mimics butter and gives you diarrhea.
Oh, man, they're putting the butt in butter, man. Putting the butt back in butter, bro.
This one's sweet.
Sweet!
That we missed. The leave a space between guys controversy.
Oh,
if I'm
yeah.
going to see a movie with you, then it's likely that we're friends, and thus I'm mature enough to handle sitting directly next to you without worrying that people might think we're on a date.
It's like, don't sit
just
too close.
Who gives
to
a
me.
Fuck and what a stranger crying? Thinks about what you're doing?
What, are you crying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what,
exactly.
are you sitting next to your boyfriend? Nope, just seeing a movie.
What, are you riding the baloney pony?
That dumb reptilian move of rubbing your eyes and squinting after you walk out of the theater as though you've never seen sunlight. That's so good.
Oh, what?
Ah, man. Oh, man.
So bright.
It's too long in the dark movie theater.
Yeah, I can't adjust. That makes me think of the yawn, fake yawn, put your arm around the girl move.
Yep.
Which
definitely.
Which is 100% a movie theater move.
Yes, mostly.
And few other places. I don't know where else. I guess at the sports game or something.
On a park bench.
Right.
I don't know.
Is that it?
Hard to do if there's a buffer seat in between, too.
Well, I got some from Edmund Francis Long.
Natch.
Our resident pastor and plumbing expert.
Former Funscape guru.
I would have to write a full Raven.
Ravens. We need to send Ravens.
When I get an hour of free time to go over the intricacies of running a movie theater. A big one that's easy to explain is the cost of concessions, which directly relates to Hollywood and the movies themselves.
Don't forget the movies.
When a blockbuster is released in a theater, the ticket will cost $12 to $20. Of that ticket price, the exhibitor, Regal, for example, will get approximately 50 cents for each ticket the first week of release. If the movie continues to show, they will get $1 the next week, $1.50 the next week, and so on.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
You know how these things go.
That's why they charge $800,000 for popcorn and discourage outside food. And that's the only way for them to make a profit for showing the film. As far as watching a movie, y'all did a wonderful job of exploring and explaining, and I enjoyed the added U-Glow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Ed played the old devil's advocate role right there. Coming in with the full explanation.
Actually, the concessions prices are high because the Hollywood takes a large percentage of the ticket price.
Towing the company line still.
Like Benish with the Nintendo.
Actually, Nintendo did think of it, but they wanted to keep the costs low in order to sell product.
I like that Ed kind of fought against the machine by just giving out infinite number of free movie tickets to everyone he knew.
I don't know if he did that for everybody.
I still have people some unused ones.
People don't realize, like, those were good at any Regal Cinemas in the country.
Right.
Yeah. Because he was in Tennessee yep. and Delaware, and he'd just give them, we would use them in Buffalo.
I got Brie. I'll do Brie since I don't have any more. Brie's got some IMAX hate. IMAX is the worst.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to move your head to watch a movie. Just a funny take.
Oh, wait, that's...
just the ultimate in being lazy. Just be like, I don't want to move my head over to see what's over there.
But that's a part of the Heffernan scrape from the last episode where they're sitting in the front row. Before Carrie goes and reams out the guy hoarding all the seats... The movie just about to start, and Doug just turns to her and goes, hey, let me know if anything happens down there. Because they're just sitting in the front row with their heads back.
He says, I actually like motion seats for the right movies, but it's the worst when it rumbles during a scene of strictly conversation, which is funny. It really bothers me when people say they saw a singular movie, quote, in theaters, end quote. I may be grammatically wrong here, but unless you went into several separate theaters for different portions of the same movie, you saw the movie in a theater. Singular.
Unless true. You saw it more than once.
In different theaters.
Right. Yeah. Which I have done before.
Same. Midnight shows are almost never enjoyable. Overcrowded, too rowdy, and I'm almost guaranteed to be fighting off sleep by the end. Good point. I saw Independence Day on the 4th of July, and the standing ovation yikes. At the end was truly unbelievable. It felt like America. We literally just fended off an alien invasion.
America.
Midway through Liar Liar, I had finally had enough of the teenage girls behind me talking nonstop and kicking my seat. I stood up and told them to shut the fuck up. They did.
Maybe they didn't get it. Like, he gets a... spell cast on him and he can't tell a lie, but he is a compulsive liar. It's part
of
his
impossible for him to lie.
Right. But
yes.
That's his livelihood is lying.
That's right.
So
because lawyers.
It's a big time scrape.
Let's reserve the scrapes for Heffernan
true.
The Heffernan family only.
Alright, yeah. Well, hey, Doug's a big time liar as well. So
true. His last point might have already covered this in the Phantom Menace episode, but right, I don't think you did actually, Bree. So, but right at the climactic clash between Maul, Liam, and McGregor, the film was eaten by the projector. The riot that followed rivaled January 6th. I legitimately feared for the Regal manager's life because they were pointing lightsabers at him.
they probably awesome. Just handed out emergency passes.
Right.
So I got a few aghast reactions to my initial story about Wild Things. Brad sent the eyes wide open emoji. Startled, surprised emoji. And said, not what I want to visualize first thing in the morning. Now, maybe he was talking about the dick in a bucket move, but...
it could have been.
I doubt it.
No one's making him visualize anything.
Right. If he didn't want to visualize it, he didn't have to. So...
no.
I think maybe he did. want to. I mean, hey, I got to speak my truth, man. I owe it to these listeners to keep it
real. The truth shall set you free.
Cause I'm keeping it real.
It's the bomb.
So Brad continues, I used to work at a movie theater. At night, we would have to make extra popcorn to put into garbage bags overnight. In the morning, they would dump that old popcorn into the popcorn maker as if it were fresh. Don't get popcorn in the morning. All caps. It's stale and terrible. We used to get free movie passes for working there, and my dad and I would go in the morning, early afternoon. He was always so pissed about the crap popcorn. That's weak. That seems unethical. That seems unethical.
I think everyone's gotten that like day old popcorn. You know it as soon as you take the first bite. Actually, no. Yeah, you know it after you eat through the soft layer of buttered popcorn and get to the stuff with no butter on it. And then you're like, oh, this is stale. This is from yesterday, day old. For sure.
Now, they're day old. The homeless won't even touch them. Oh, we try to fool them by putting a few fresh ones on top, but they dig. They test.
Yeah, day olds.
So Paul Durr hit me with, let me give you my ushering resume. I worked at Vestal Regal when it first opened and worked there for like 2 to 3 years while home from college. Used to see all the movies for free, obviously. When a movie would stop working, when it was actual film back in the day, I would have to hand out free soda and popcorn tickets. I would walk to the front of the theater and say, okay, who has the remote? It would always get a few laughs.
Nice.
Ouch.
Having shtick as an usher.
Yep. Just hack usher shtick. When the silver haired ladies would come in, I would always ask for ID when they said senior citizen. We were told we always had to upsell the customers. For 50 cents more, you could get a large. Then people caught on that you got free refills with any soda and popcorn, so why buy the large? Yeah, I mean, obvi. When I went to see Spaceballs with a friend, I was dying laughing at scenes about to happen. Those people are the worst. I don't disagree with that. But
no, not at all.
But it's so fun to do it. If you know the scene's coming up.
Yeah, it's the worst.
The worst.
Then he gives the scene that he...
That's the package blast origin, too.
Yeah.
You telling me that preemptive giggles will give you a package blast.
Yeah. Oh my god, man, you fell for the oldest trick in the book.
I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book! What a goof! What's with you, man? Come on!
Then he just, what's with you? And also, what's the code? 1234? What moron would have that as their code? Helmet. That's the same combination on my luggage.
So the combination is 12345. That's the stupidest combination I ever heard in my life. That's the kind of thing an idiot would have on his luggage. What's the combination? 12345. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
Dark helmet.
And then I guess the last one we have is Benish. Benish came in hard.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing the Oneana movie story, I'm glad we didn't go with you. He was on that trip with us. I remember looking at the movie theater, quote unquote, in some rundown strip mall and thinking that it can't be good. It was not. It was torture. Kathy and I got the Regal Unlimited movie pass, $18 per month per person, in July 2019, and we saw just about every movie that came out until the pandemic hit. Our last movie was Motherless Brooklyn in February 2020. Horrible way to end the run. We would go sometimes 3 times a week, and a couple times we were the only ones in the theater, which was awesome. The whole experience was great, and the workers actually knew us because we were there so much. We ended up getting all kinds of Regal points, and we got all kinds of food and a good amount of it free. I miss going. Hopefully there will be some decent movies out soon so we can restart. Hey, man, F9.
That's right.
Don't sleep on F9, bro. Get the crew combo. Whatever it was. Right. So there are no more ticket stubs. You use your phone and it has the ticket on it. Yeah, they're trending that way.
Yeah, that's
true. But you can still print it, because I still order online and you print them at the place. You can still do it.
You can, yeah.
Booking ahead of time was awesome, and many times we booked out a couple days for the bigger movies. The one part that sucked was we missed a movie once and couldn't figure out how to cancel since no one answers a phone at the movie theater. This actually may be a worst because it didn't cost us anything to book the movie, so people can reserve seats for no cost, not show up, and keep seats from others. Yeah, that's pretty shitty. Another worst would be the video games as you enter.
The Aerosmith arcade game.
Our theater had a lot of them, which I don't get, because the idea is to see a movie and not play games. It's actually so shitty groups of teenagers can hang out in public, which was one of my worsts. Just standing yep. around the video games and yeah. not playing them.
Oh, man, what if we played it?
The Aerosmith video game. I worked through the Regal, quote, menu, and most items were decent. My menu review is below. So many of the workers...
worked through it.
Yeah. So many of the workers knew us, so they would make us fresh stuff many times. Thanks, Doug. So I'll give you the brief rundown of his review.
Mm-hmm.
His review of the Regal Cinemas concession prices.
Each individual menu item.
Pretty much. Beer. Our theater serves beer. Prices were almost the same as soda, which is crazy. They also serve wine. I never had that. Tried the free popcorn butter once. Only once. Not good. Sometimes there would be a mound of butter in the catch basin. Oh, just that sentence.
Wait, how is it just like cans? I wonder if it's cans of beer or it's just they fill like a 64-ounce thing with beer, like a soda.
I don't know. Get a free refill.
Huh.
Unlimited members got a concession discount of like 10 to 20%. We would combine with gift card offers. And the prices weren't that bad. So here's the actual menu and his reviews. Small popcorn, we got that free so many times, but it was $6. $6 for a small popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's Hollywood, man.
A small's pretty big.
I don't know.
A small's a good amount of popcorn.
Disagree.
Okay.
Large popcorn, would just get this and split it. Was always fresh. Caramel popcorn, had once, decent. Zebra popcorn, didn't have. What's zebra popcorn?
Chocolate drizzle, I would think. Maybe drizzle. Like a white and dark chocolate drizzle.
Drizzle. Cheetos. Drizzle it. Cheetos popcorn. They didn't have this. Sounds interesting.
I had it. It's pretty good.
Candy. Would like more variety. Just ice cream was pretty good. Then in the snacks, gourmet pizza. Pizza in the South sucks, so I liked it.
I would imagine if the pizza is garbage down there that you would be open to movie theater pizza.
Right. Cheeseburger and fries. Theater didn't have it. I would have tried it. Spicy chicken sandwich and fries. Better than McDonald's. Chicken tenders and fries. Got many times with mixed results. boneless chicken wings. One and done. Hot dog. Biggest mistake I made. Not good. Avoid. He's saying this like I'm standing. He's texting me and I'm standing at the counter. No, don't danger. Do that. Don't get the hot
danger,
dog.
Danger. Do not try.
Corn dog nuggets. Another very bad decision. Bad memories.
So bad.
Nachos. Very, very messy in the dark, but worth it. Maybe. Gourmet pretzel. Very good if fresh, but no cheese. Pretzel bites. Very good. No dipping cheese. Cinnabon gooey bites. The best. Cheese sticks. Thank God they didn't have these.
Big Chief.
$8 cheese.
The best.
$8 cheese sticks. Thank God they didn't have these. Fiesta.
Why?
Fiesta poppers.
Because I would have to order them if they had them.
Exactly. Fiesta poppers. Didn't have, but sounds scary. Onion rings. Didn't have at our theater. I'm very happy they didn't. Because, yeah, like you would have been forced.
Right. I would have had to order them.
Loaded fries. Had once, and that was enough. Churros. Excellent. Coffee. Workers couldn't figure out how to make it, which was pretty funny.
Hilarious.
And that is your feedback. You gave us feedback. Thank you for feedback. We fed your feedback. Back to your feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback so we can feedback you on your feedback.
Don't be the worst.